Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. You knew that, though, didn't you? That's Robert Cray bringing this back, by the way. That's my favorite blues man. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. So it's just you and me. As I say, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. This is one of those segments. I want to talk about something that I predicted in January and the implications of that. So back, as you know, in January, I did my 20th annual set of predictions. Been doing it since 99, and I did my 20th one this year. And that it was, you know, I'm doing anywhere from 18 to 24 predictions, usually something like that. Across the board, it'll be some economic stuff, some technology, some government stuff. In election year, there'll be some politics in there. So my record is about 74% accuracy, 3 out of 4 accuracy, which is pretty good, I think, if I may say so myself, and I do. But one of the things that I predicted this year for 2019, on January the 6th, I predicted that either Facebook or Amazon, one of those companies like Facebook or Amazon, it could have been Google, would announce their own cryptocurrency. And as you know, in May, Facebook did that very thing. So that's a big get for me in my predictions. That's a big one. And so I want to talk about that. I'm done talking about how smart I was at forecasting that. That's behind us now. I want to talk about the implications of this thing though, and the reason which gave rise to my prediction, and the implications of this are huge. It's bigger than you may think. This is one of those things that the average person, since most people don't really understand cryptocurrencies, and they sure don't understand the underlying technology of most cryptocurrency, which is blockchain, which is something, as you know, I've been working a lot on the show here, and I'm going to continue to do. But the advent of, the proliferation of, the increased creation of cryptocurrencies is going to have huge implications for every human on the planet. So there are about 2,000 cryptocurrencies out there. The big one is Bitcoin, of course. Ethereum is sort of the blue collar Bitcoin. And but here's the thing: those cryptocurrencies are all operating in the broad marketplace. Right? They don't really have a home. And like for example, the dollar has a home here in the United States. The euro has a home in Europe. The yuan has a home in China. The yen has a home in Japan. These cryptocurrencies don't have a home. They're not part of a market ecosystem. None of those are, like the dollar is, like these fiat, the fiat money, the money that's distributed by a sovereign nation, like the United States issues dollars. That's our fiat money. It's backed not by gold or silver anymore, but by the promise based on the full faith and credit of the United States. That's the substance of the dollar. Well, when you have a random cryptocurrency like one of the 2,000, they're just out there. They have no sovereignty behind them. But Facebook's cryptocurrency is going to be used within its ecosystem. Facebook has a marketplace, right? Facebook, you can buy stuff, you can sell stuff on Facebook, you can go shopping on Facebook, right? There's all kinds of ways of connecting with people. And so, and plus you can buy ads, you can sell ads, you can do all kinds of stuff there, right? And you can exchange, you'll be able to exchange money over Facebook. So they've got an ecosystem, and they're going to create a currency that will function inside of their ecosystem. Billions of users around the world. So they've got a home. You could think of Facebook as being a little bit of a sovereign issuer of that cryptocurrency. Now, when Amazon has their cryptocurrency, it'll be even bigger because they have a real marketplace, right? Look at all. I mean, it's nothing. It's not even a publisher of content. They buy and sell stuff, right? That's what they are. They're a full on marketplace. So when they create their cryptocurrency to be used within their system, then you can see how the magnitude of what that would be. So now, as people use cryptocurrencies more, that means they're using the dollar or the euro less. So just let that play out in your mind. I'll be talking about this some more. Let that play out in your mind. If the dollar is the greatest defensive and offensive weapon that the government has, that you and I have as Americans, and I believe that it is, what happens when cryptocurrencies issued by these other sovereign entities, like Facebook, like Amazon, when they become more ubiquitous, they proliferate, what happens then? That's the question. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.